This is the ninth and the final chapter of the Navi Amos. Targum Yonatan tells us that the following prophecy is a prediction about the king Yoshiah, who was killed by Paro Necho. The storyline of that is in Melachim Bet, Perek Chafkino. This is the end of the independence of the kingdom of Israel, and is the leads into the destruction. The Navi begins, Ra'iti et Adonai, I saw God, Nitzav al Mizbeach, standing over the Mizbeach, over the altar. Vayomer, and he said to the angels, Hach hakaftor, hit the button, V'ir'ashu hasipim, and the doorposts will shake. The top of the doorpost is where God is telling the Malach to hit. The top of the doorpost, the lintel, and it was in the form, it had decorations of flowers and buttons. And as it falls, this part of the door, it will shake the doorposts. Uvtzam berosh kulam. And it will take effect. It will execute first on the heads, on the leaders. Radak explains it's talking about the Kohanim, the priests. And that's why the nevuah is happening over the Mizbeah. God is saying that he's not interested. He doesn't want the avodah of the Kohanim. Ve'acharitam, and the rest of them, b'cheret eherog, meaning the rest of the nation, I will kill with a sword. Lo yanus lahem nas, no one will run away. Ve'lo yimadlet lahem palit, and a survivor will not be able to escape. Im yachteru v'shol, if they will dig deep in the ground, Misham yadi tigahem, from there my hand will take them. Bim ya'alu ha-shamayim, and if they will go up in the sky, Misham oridem, from there I will bring them down. Ve'im yehave'u berosh ha-karmel, if they will hide at the top of the Carmel mountain, Misham ahapes, from there I will search, ulkahtim, and I will take them. Ve'im yisateru mineged einai bekarka hayam, and if they will conceal themselves from my eyes, Bekaka Hayam, in islands over the sea, at the end of the sea, in the sea. Misham atzavet hanahash unshacham, from there I will command the snake to bite them, and he will bite them. These psukim are obviously explaining how they will go down in some sort of punishment, and they will get killed. But say they decide not to fight. Say the Bnei Yisrael would decide to just allow themselves to become captive and prisoners of war. That's where the next pasuk comes in. V'im yelechu v'shevi, say they agree and they will become captives, lifnei oyvehem, in front of their enemies. Misham atzaveh et acherev v'haragatam, from there I will command the sword and they will get killed. V'samti eini alehem lera'a v'lo letovah, and I will put my eye on them, I will pay attention to them for evil and not for good. V'adonai Elohim HaTzevaot, and God, HaNoger Ba'aretz, who touches the land, meaning destroying the land, V'tamog, and it will quake, V'avelu Ko Yoshevevah, and all those who reside in it will mourn, V'aleta Chayor Kula, and all of it will flood, V'shake'a Ki'or Mitzayim, and it will drown in the depths of the water like the river in Egypt. Radak explains that the next pasuk, God is asking how do they not fear God? How dare they not fear God? God created every single level and every single part of the world. Habone v'shamayim ma'alotav, the one who creates in the world the constellations. It's called ma'alotav because it means each one is higher than the next. V'agudato, and his bundle, al eretz yesadah, he established it on the ground. The agudato, according to the Rishonim, means it's a bundle, meaning the understanding is that a human is made out of four different things. The human is made out of esh, ruach, mayim, and adama. So that's why it's called a bundle. And God has established the bundle, this bundle, human, on the ground. Hakore le mehayam, he calls the water of the sea. meaning he makes it evaporate. Vayishpechem al pnei haaretz, and he pours it down, he makes it rain as sweet water on the ground. Adonai Shemo, God is his name. In the next pasuk, God tells Bnei Yisrael that they owe him. Haloch ivnei chushiyim atem li Bnei Yisrael ne'um Adonai. For aren't you like the sons of Cush to me, you Bnei Yisrael? In other words, aren't you slaves? You owe me. You are my slaves. Halo et Yisrael ha'eleti me'etz Mitzrayim. Didn't I take Yisrael? Didn't I remove them from Eretz Mitzrayim as from slaves? Uflishtim mekaftor. Did I take out the Pelishtim that were exiled from Kaftor? Va'aram mikir. And did I take out Aram that was exiled to Kir? Did I take them out the same way I took you out of Mitzrayim? According to the Radak, this is actually a prediction of the future, for these events did not happen yet. Hine Aine Adonai Elohim, behold the eyes of God, b'mamlacha hata'ah, on the sinner kingdom, meaning the kingdom of Yisrael, that its kings were sinners. B'shmati otah, and I will destroy it, meaning the kingdom, me'al pene ha'adama, from the earth, efes, but, ki lo hashmed ashmid et bet Yaakov ne'um Adonai, I will not destroy the house of Yaakov, is a statement of God. God saying he will destroy the kingdom, but he will not destroy the Bnei Yisrael. Ki hine anochi mitzaveh, behold, for behold I command, v'hani'oti bechol hagoyim et bet Yisrael, and I will shake among all the nations, I will shake Bnei Yisrael among all the nations. Kasher yinoa bakevara, same way he will shake a sifter. V'lo yipol tzeror ha'aretz, and the large piece will not fall to the ground. When sifting, the better grains stay on top and do not fall through, and the husks, they fall through. Thus Yisrael in exile, the sinners who are compared to the husks, they will fall through, and the better people will stay on the top. Bacherev yamutu kol hata'ami, by the sword they will die all the sinners of my nation. Ha'omerim, those who say, lo tagish, do not bring close, v'takdim ba'adenu, and make early on us hara'ah, the evil, the bad. Radak says that the Navi is saying that not all the sinners of Bnei Yisrael are getting destroyed here. Only those that say there will not be any retribution, there will not be any punishment. Those that say there is no punishment in the world, those say they mean it is just happenstance. That's what God says he will destroy. And the next psukim, we see after all this happens, after all this punishment, retribution, will come the redemption. Bayomahu, on that day, Akim, I will hold up, I will establish Sukkat David Hanofelet, the hut of David, meaning the kingdom of David that is falling. Begadarti et pritzehen, and I will build, I will fix their breaches. Vaharisotav Akim, and their ruins I will establish. Uvnitiyah, and I will build a kimer olam, like for the days of the world. Lema'an yirishu et she'erit edom v'chol hagoyim asher nikra shemi alehem, so that those whom my name is called upon them, meaning Bnei Yisrael, will inherit the remnants of Edom. It says Edom because they are the neighbors, the closest ones to Yisrael. Ne'um Adonai is the statement of God, Ose Zot, who does this, meaning God saying he will do, he can do it because he is doing it because he can do it, meaning. The Navi ends off with predictions of how great it will be after the Geula. Hine yamim ba'im, behold, days are coming, Ne'um Adonai is the statement of God. V'nigash horesh bakotzer, and the reaper will bump into the picker, meaning that the harvest of grain will be so large that the reaping will overlap from spring to fall. The dorech anavim, and the squeezer and the presser of grapes, b'moshech hazara, and the carry of grain to plant. Things will go from season to season. V'hitifu heharim asis, and the mountains will drip wine. Asis is a general name for liquid that comes out of grapes. This is a parable for a lot of wine. V'chol ha-geva'ot, in all the hills, titmogagna, will become muddy. Radak says it's muddy from milk, even though it doesn't say so. In the pasuk, will be from the milk of animals. Radak also explains that this is all a parable for an abundance of good that Bnei Yisrael will have without working very hard. Veshavti et shevut ami, and I will return those who are returning, shevut ami Yisrael, those who are returning of my Deshi Yisrael, uvanu arim neshamot veyashavu, and they will build the cities that had previously been quiet, and they will reside in them. Venate'u cheramim, and they will plant vineyards. Veshatu et yenam, and they will drink their own wine. Veasu ganot, and they will make gardens. Veachilu et pirihem, and they will eat their fruit. Radak explains that this is a blessing because at this point in time, he was predicting that they will be doing things in their fruits and their vineyards, and the enemies are coming and taking everything. So the blessing is that they will plant vineyards and drink their own wine, and they will plant gardens and eat their own fruit. Unta'atim al admatam, and I will plant them on their land, on their own land, meaning deeply, strongly, establish them very strongly in their land. Ve'lo yinateshu od me'al admatam asher natati lahem. They will no longer be ripped out from their land that I gave to them. Amar Adonai Elohecha, says God your Lord.